Well, it's been a month since the Chinese city of Wuhan was forced into lockdown in an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Since that time, millions of residents have been effectively locked in their homes with strict rules in place. The ABC has spoken with people in Wuhan, and while some say they understand the need for extreme measures, others claim their human rights are being violated. Rhett Burney has this report.
Spray trucks filled with disinfectant douse the otherwise empty streets of Wuhan. The centre of the coronavirus has been in lockdown for an entire month. Hospitals are packed with patients, and across the city, 11.8 million people are holed up in homes and hotels. Among them, political dissident Liu Xinhua.
To be honest, this is the same as being in prison, which I have experienced before. I think this is a violation of my human rights.
Australian-based photographer Ki Mo was in Wuhan to cover Chinese New Year celebrations. It was only meant to be there for a week.
I was surprised. The news of the lockdown came too sudden. At 3 o'clock in the early morning, a friend of mine called me and said that Wuhan would be under lockdown, but all train or air tickets were sold out.
Ki Mo is now living in the staff quarters of a hotel, and he's run out of money. There's no telling when he'll be able to leave the hotel, let alone get home to Australia. He says, like millions of others in Wuhan, his mental health is being tested.
I have made long-term preparations psychologically and emotionally. I need to be tough to overcome all these difficulties.
And there are many to contend with. Initially, no one was allowed to leave the city. Public transport was shut down. Ki Mo says the lockdown rules are getting tougher and tougher. Now, no one is allowed out of their residential community. Food and other groceries can only be ordered online, and only one person from each household is allowed to collect them when they're dropped nearby. Racehorse trainer Rue Severino is originally from Melbourne. He's lived in China for 4 years.
Psychologically, it's a tough gig, you know. Mm. You're in lockdown, you can't go anywhere. Living conditions are just okay, you know. Who doesn't want to go home and be safe?
But Rue Severino chose to stay. He's worried about his staff and his horses. He says he believes the measures taken by authorities to try and stop the spread of the coronavirus are appropriate.
It hasn't been forced, but has it been imposed a full lockdown in most of the residential districts. One person in every household is allowed to come out every 2 days to buy groceries. Mm. You know, so it's not like you've got people with guns at the entrance of the building complex say you can't get out.
Rue Severino there in Wuhan. Rhett Burney with that report, with additional reporting by Jason Fang from ABC Chinese.